Opportune, yeah, Opportune overall, we are an energy focused consulting, advisory, and back office accounting firm. So if you think about us, it's kind of think of a big four public accounting firm and back out the audit. We don't do audits.
And
we do reserve engineering because we have our own reserve engineering firm, Ralph E. Davis. And then we also do outsourcing back office accounting for our clients. I lead the back office accounting outsourcing group. So, you know, we help you from, you know, anything from getting you ready for your transaction, so due diligence, valuation, reserve STDs, and once you have your acquisition, we help you with setting up, you know, softwares, back office support, and all that.
Were you affected by slowdowns in the industry?
It's interesting. So kind of what our model is, so what we do is, because we are a one-stop shop, we have, you know, when there's a slowdown, a lot of people are pressed for G&A, and so they are, you know, trying to reduce costs, and that's where our outsourcing shop comes, because they still want accounting to be done by somebody. And so we at our, you know, comparatively lower rates than what it would cost you to have your own software licenses, to have a office space, to have employees, you know, it's going to cost you more than have somebody like us to do your back office accounting, which is, you know, by the hour, so you're just paying us for the amount of work we do. So we have, you know, not been affected by the slowdown from that standpoint, because we have back office. But if you look at last year, a lot of companies went through restructuring and bankruptcies. We help support that as well, and help with the restructuring of things as well.
So do you do any of the engineering services?
We do. Yeah. So we have our reserve engineering firm, Ralph B. Davis. And so we do reserve studies as you're getting into deals. So for due diligence, making sure, you know, makes sense to invest in those reserves kind of thing. So yeah, we have a...
What type of people do you hire usually for yourself? To the company.
Sure. So we have, you know, so right now we have about 300 full-time employees where we stand, and it's, you know, professionals from all walks of oil and gas. So we have upstream, downstream, midstream, so a lot of heavy professionals. And then, you know, my background is 20 years at public accounting, so I was
public.
EY. Yeah, so my background has been serving clients, so you know that kind of helped me with the outsourcing model, serving our clients. But it's professionals from all walks of the oil and gas space, and then we have a lot of younger, you know, new hires straight out of colleges in our workforce as well.
And what do they do, young people?
Yeah, so they're consultants. So they work on projects. They work on system implementations. They work on valuations, and they work on accounting in general.
Do you hire any petroleum engineers?
We do. So like I said, our Ralph E. Davis, they hire petroleum engineers, but as our consultants as well, we have a lot of petroleum engineers who, you know, help with the accounting.
And are you based here in Houston?
We are, So we, our headquarters are in Houston, downtown, Pennzoil building. Our outsourcing shop is, you know, on Sam Houston and Clay, so a little bit
I know
Houston.
That. Yeah.
And then we have offices in Oklahoma, in Denver, in New York. So, you know, but our clients are all over the place.
And I guess, like, what do you want to do from now on, like, as a company? How do you see yourself navigating this cycle of ups and downs in the oil industry?
I mean, there's a lot of potential. I think what we tell our clients is, you know, we can help them if they want to continue on the growth path of, you know, acquiring more assets. We can help with that acquisition. We can help with the transition. You know, so once, you know, they want to take accounting in-house, we can help with that. You know, the market's going to be slow this year. We won't see a lot of transactions, but you would see a lot of mergers, you know, smaller firms either merging or filing for bankruptcies. But there's still a lot of potential for consultants to be involved with a lot of that.
Good, good. What do you think would happen if, like, all of a sudden, let's say in a couple of years, if oil will go up back at least to like 80,
sure.
even 100?
Sure. So I think we will see a lot of companies emerging back. We will see a lot of, you know, a lot more drilling activity than we have witnessed in the last year and this year. You know, we will see that. I think what you're seeing right now is kind of what we last saw in the 1980s and the 1990s. It's a lot slower than we have seen in the recent years. But I mean, this market has been like that. It's going to bounce back. And so we'll see a lot more activity once the oil prices start going back up.
Yeah.
It's not just the oil prices, it's the geopolitical situation in the Middle East. It's all of that impacts it.
Good. And like when you attend a conference like that, what are you trying to just achieve? Just put your name out here, there?
We're trying to tell our clients or the people who come out here, because a lot of these are going to be first-time buyers. They don't have any back-office accounting. They don't have any perspective into that. And so we'll see a lot of first-time buyers and, you know, tell them, hey, we have a one-stop shop if you need help with any of that. It's really just letting them know that we have a firm out there who does that.
Uh-huh. First-time buyers, you mean like somebody who buys a prospect?
Buys prospect, acquires for the first time, or, you know, doesn't have their own accounting shop now.
I think a lot of companies struggle right now to like acquire funding.
Sure.
Do you also help with that?
Yeah, so we have a group, our restructuring group helps with that. Our valuation group also helps with valuing the asset so they could present that to the lenders from that standpoint.
Even like on early stages?
Yeah.
So companies would just have to like contact you and say like, we have this and this, but we're trying to raise session amount of money, and you would just consult or help.
That's right.
Okay, that's good. So I'm still like a recent grad. I graduated 2 years ago,
okay.
And I'm active with SBE.
Okay.
Do you do anything with like younger generation?
No, yeah,
or
I mean,
something?
Absolutely. I think what we're seeing, you know, the millennials, it's an interesting generation. What we see, you know, I think maybe 5 years ago, we had a lot of heavy, experienced professionals. So we changed our model to be a more, you know, pyramid type, you know, hiring newer hires from the straight out of school, and that has been very successful. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing now is also we have a 2-year rotation program where we hire people out of school, rotate them through all the processes, you know, in an upstream revenue. AP, Treasury, financial reporting, you name it. So they have good experience in that space. But yeah, I mean, our focus has been going to school, starting straight out of school. So a lot of focus has been on that.
So yeah, I went to 3 universities, for example, but usually when you go to career fair or...
Yeah.
Or just you in the society, you know, SPE.
Sure.
Usually like only like these big operators come, but rarely would I see consulting companies like
yours. That's right. And I think that has not been a focus in the past, but now you would see a lot more. We go to U of H, we go to Sam Houston, we go to ENN. So we're going out to more and more schools.
And what characteristics then should a younger generation have to be successful at your company?
I mean, it's really, I think they all come with a degree. So that's a pretty basic given. I think it's the right work ethic. It's the right, you know, the hunger to learn is really the key skills that you would need. We can train you on anything, but as long if you don't have the desire to learn and not the right work ethic, which will, you know, again, teach you on that, but it's really that hunger to learn is what's going to be successful.
Yeah. I guess that would be one of my questions was like, some advice to new students entering company like yours, what would you give them? But I think you already answered that.
I mean, I would say be open to learning a lot of things. Be open to new opportunities. Be open to getting used to the new work environment. It's a lot more professional. So understanding and learning to be professional coming out of school, it's just all of that.
Yeah, and I mean, that kind of my personal question too, because like because in school they all teach you that, but like to learn how to work is actually
that's right.
sometimes I wonder how people learn how to work, and that is could be a challenge.
Now, so we don't have a swim or we hold hands for as long as we think somebody needs hand holding. We provide the right amount of training at the time of onboarding an employee. So there's training, there's all of that development, but we hand hold until we feel comfortable that the person's ready to run on the road.
And like these consultants, do they go to clients' offices?
Yeah, so our consultants travel, all around wherever the projects are. Our outsourcing, though, the back office accounting is really all based out of Houston. Uh-huh. We don't really have to go to the client sites as much. The consultants do quite a bit of travel.
Yeah, I mean, given oil industry, it's all over, and in terms of operations, I wonder, like, if these consultants, do they actually go to the field to operations?
It depends. So to get an understanding of the operations, yes, to do a site visit just to understand how the operations work. But other than that, it's mainly just out of the corporate offices.
Corporate offices of that particular company. All right. I think you covered basics, unless if you want to add something else.
Yeah, no, I mean, my message would be, for people who don't know Opportune yet, I think what differentiates us from our, some of our competitors, because there are other firms in the outsourcing business as well, is we are the only firm who are energy focused. So we don't do any other service or industries. We're only energy focused. It's a one-stop shop. So, for example, if you have a technical accounting question, we have our complex financial reporting group. If you're entering hedges, we have our hedge valuation group. And so it's a one-stop shop. Whatever questions you have as it relates to energy, we will have somebody to answer them.